Hello everybody, welcome back to the Huddersfield Town Preview Show. We've moved this week from H-Town up until the new 1908 restaurant. I'm pleased again to be joined by manager Lee Grant. Lee, an amazing start to our season at the weekend, a perfect start for yourself. Just reflect on that, would you?
Yeah, a wonderful result. And of course, if I'd have dreamt a result the night before, it probably would have looked like, felt like the one that we had. Of course, I think everyone that was in the stadium knows that we didn't have it all our own way, that's for sure. And we were really pushed hard by a really good football team, well coached, well managed team, and we had to fight for everything we were given at the weekend. So of course, we were really, really pleased to have got off to such a positive start in a game that we knew was going to be that tough and that we knew was going to demand a lot of us physically. So we were certainly... We're certainly delighted to have gone away with the 3 points, the clean sheet. But of course, as I said directly after the game, lots of bits in there that we know we can do better and improve upon. But we're not getting too hung up on that either, because we're still so early in our journey as a group. I think 8 of the 11 starters were, you know, making debuts in the game. So we weren't under any illusions as to the fact that we were going to have some bits and some kinks that we were going to have to work out over the next few weeks. Which is our job. That's my job as the manager. So, you know, of course, we're looking to try and put as many of those right as quickly as we can.
You touched on the atmosphere, and it was a fantastic pre-game, never mind at full-time, when the scenes were fantastic. The reception that you got before the game must have meant a lot to you.
Yeah, it was lovely. I mean, you know, if I'd have thought about how I'd have loved that to have gone pre-game, the way I was received by the supporters, even when we're kicking the game off, let alone at the end of the game when we've won, it meant a lot because, and I think again I said before, they just gave us that for free. We hadn't even kicked a ball yet. They were willing to get behind this group. They were willing to trust in what we were trying to do. Seeing how we've been operating over the last few weeks and the work that we put in, so the supporters to come into the stadium with that mindset that already they like what they're seeing and feeling, was great, and I think that really gave a boost to the stadium, really gave a boost to the team, certainly gave myself a boost. So that was definitely one of the things that I reflected upon, you know, post-game, was having that behind us was massive.
We were inundated with requests from supporters after the game and during the game about season cards, so much so that we've had to put them back on sale for a week. It's fantastic that obviously we're not getting the cart before the horse at all, but that momentum is building, that feeling's building, even if it's just inside our own building.
100%, and I think you just said it there, it's feeling, isn't it? And we are a close group. We're a tight group. We spoke about this right before we headed out this, you know, onto the pitch and into the tunnel before the game. We knew that the energy that we have flowing between us and around us is going to be, you know, the stuff that helps us this year. And bringing that onto the field, allowing the supporters to see and feel that energy and actually join us in that energy and feeling is massive, and I think can be a real big differentiator for us this year. So we want to continue to grow that.
If we go on to some team news, obviously you mentioned a couple of kinks. We saw a couple of players go off, unfortunately, at the weekend with a couple of knocks. Is there any insight on availability you can give us?
Yeah, so Sean and Marcus both left the field at different points. Sean obviously really early. I know Sean would have been absolutely, you know, heartbroken, you know, on his debut for the club to have to, you know, come off so early. But, you know, fortunately for Sean, and we're really thankful he was able to get on the grass today and get training, which is great. So I know he'll be pleased with that. Marcus, we're still waiting to hear the results of where he's at. Perhaps going to need a little bit more time. So we need to let that one settle for a bit and really wait to see how that one plays out over the course of the next 2 days. And I think the group in general, we're in a good place. We've got guys at different stages and we're obviously having to be mindful at the moment that we've got to be taking a longer term view on one or two.
And does that include the likes of Murray Wallace and Marcus McGuinn and the players that we haven't seen as much so far?
Yeah, absolutely. So Murray, for example, we knew on the way in that we've got to be mindful about where his recovery was at and making sure we're measured in our approach. I think we're at a stage now where if I keep Murray back much longer, he's going to become a real headache for me. after another really solid week's training now. So we're really pleased with where he's at and how he's progressing. With Leo just in the door, all the rigmarole of a medical and the travel and a new football club and new surroundings, certainly wouldn't have been right for Leo to for him to have been involved in with us at the weekend. So again, we got to be taking the view that let's have Leo available for as long as we can and with us all season, not just for the next week or the next 2 weeks. But again, a great weeks of, you know, solid weeks of training into Leo now. And then Marcus McGuain, similarly, on a completely different schedule to our guys, doesn't have the 5 weeks of pre-season in his legs, the same as our group had. Somewhat stop-start in terms of his own pre-season. So we're now at a stage where we got to start putting, you know, that foundation into him and getting him in a place where he feels comfortable that he can help us again over the course of the next 12 months, not the next 12 minutes. So again, that's the goal for Marcus.
That's really interesting. I'm sure fans will be interested to hear it as well. You touched on Leo, who joined us last week. You'd mentioned that you'd only wanted a couple, if anything, to come into the club, and he was there within, I think, 24 hours.
Yeah.
That had obviously been in the back of your mind. As well as that, we had the news of Ruben's new contract with the club as well. Mm. Just reflect on those bits of good news for us, if you could.
Yeah, so like we said, we're in a position now with, I think, 11 in the door. I'm losing count. That we're really happy with where the group's at. And we know that we had a lot of work to do with 12 leaving us. And look, we know that this group won't look the same as it does now when the window shuts. As in, there might be one or two that, you know, want to look at their position and understand where they're at within the group. So we've got to be ready and alive to that. But in terms of if the window was fixed and there was no option to bring anybody else in, we know we've given ourselves, you know, a good opportunity to try and achieve the things that we want to achieve this year. And as we've spoken about before, if the situation changes for whatever reason, we have to be ready to adapt. We have to be ready to pivot and, you know, be alive to the situation. Now, I know the chairman is, I know Jake is, and I certainly am. We're not closed off to the idea that this group could be different. But as I said, my focus really now is on, let's get this team, this squad, this group of players prepared now for the weekend and another tough challenge.
Thank you for that. One of the things that would be interesting to know is now we're into the season proper. We've got midweek games coming next week and starting. We've been lucky to have a couple of single game weeks to start. What does your schedule look like? What does training look like? What's your planning? Because fans are obviously aware of how organised you are and how on top of those sorts of things you are. Just let us know into your world a little bit more, if you would.
Yeah. Well, I suppose interestingly, I had this period of, and like wonderful for me, I had this period of weeks before the guys were actually back in. So it was really busy, as in I'm trying to get across every single department in the football club. I'm trying to understand the lay of the land, not just at the stadium, but at the training ground also. Head was on recruitment, of course, at that point. But what that period gave me was a block of time to really assess how this curriculum needed to look for the guys, what we needed to put in place for them to be in the right shape physically, have the right ideas tactically, and then also be up to speed technically as well. So having the time and the space to do that was bliss. I'd love some of that time back now, because the players come in the door and it's coming at you thick and fast. Now, that's exactly how I love it, and everything that probably in that period that I was craving for. So now I've got my wish. I've got the players in. I've got, you know, every department needs energy and time. But also really mindful of lots of planning still needs to happen in the background. So I'm having to manage my own time and energy really carefully, because I do really like to be across every inch and every second and every kilometre or high speed running or everything that's happening in training. And that is probably my passion in terms of making sure that the group are prepared. And that is taking up a lot of time and energy. But of course, so is really getting to understand the group and the players and speak to the guys individually, sit down with guys and spend time with them, go through their games, go through their clips, and then also do that in a team setting. So that happens a couple of times a week where we look at the opposition, and that can be in the meeting room, that can be a little bit more informally in the gym. It might be, you know, on an individual basis. So of course, now we're into the flow of games. That's happening. That's happening, and it's happened today. It will happen again on Friday. And the guys then, within smaller groups, within their units, will also get more information, so that come Saturday, guys can be clear, not clouded or overrun with information, but be really clear on, you know, what's to be expected from the opposition, and also what we need to do to really go and affect the game. So, yeah, that's a little glimpse into what we're doing. I know it might sound a lot, but it's pretty structured, it's pretty clear, and I think already, because we've been really careful to drip feed that that structure and organisation and flow of a week into our pre-season, I'd like to think by now the guys are already quite familiar with it. So, for example, the week leading up to the Burnley game looked exactly like the week leading up to the Leyton Orient game in terms of how the week was set up, the structure of it, the way the training was organised, when the meetings were positioned in the week, so that come that Leyton Orient week, the guys are feeling like they're at home in the week. This week's a new week because we're travelling away, so we got to factor in travel, we've got to factor in all of that. So again, nice that the guys get to see how I operate in a week like that. But not lots of changes, you know, in terms of how we stimulate the guys and what we put on offer. So yeah, a bit to chew on there, but hopefully that gives people a little window into it.
I can attest to how busy you are. When I come to try and steal 2 minutes from you, there's a theme park style queue of players and staff outside your door. You mentioned Reading there, and this is the last thing we want to know from you is, what do we have to expect? It's a team we know well. We've got a history with playing. Yeah. It's a big day for Paul McShane as well.
But, yeah,
what do you expect from the Royals?
Well, I think anybody who's took the time to delve into their performance and their result last weekend will know that they played really well. They had a lot of the football. They dominated the football, in fact, and will probably feel like, you know, they were unfortunate to come away with nothing out of that game. So we expect a really tough fixture. Make no mistake, this side is young, it's athletic, and I imagine off the back of that result will come super motivated and super hungry. I also like, there's plenty of bits in there that I like from what they're doing, and I think if you have watched them over the, you know, the past 6 months back in the last season, they're a brave team. You know, they do play with, quite courageous in a lot of the things they do, and some of their players individually, you know, are game changers. So we've got to be mindful of that, no doubt, but for sure, we feel like we have an opportunity this week, the same as any other, to really go and push and to show ourselves again. So that's what we'll look to do, and that's what we've trained really hard for this week.
We will look forward to it. Thank you very much for your time, and we'll be back shortly with Ruben Ruskin. Welcome back, everybody, to the preview show. I'm pleased to be joined by Ruben Ruskin. Ruben, it's been a big week for you. New contract with the club. Just tell us your feelings on that.
Delighted. Proud moment for me and my family. And was even better after I scored the goal. So, yeah, really happy at the moment, yeah.
You mentioned when you were in, you brought your family in, everyone's seen them in the photos and videos we put out, and you mentioned in the office you wanted to score for them and celebrate the new contract. How did it feel when that went in?
To be fair, best feeling in the world, seeing your little one over there with your missus. So, yeah, gave them a kiss as well. So, yeah, had to be like this.
You've only been here since January, but you've talked about how much of a connection you feel at the club already and how at home you feel here. Was that really important in the decision you made?
Yeah, to be fair, was the main reason why I extended my contract. What you're saying, I've been here for a couple of months, but feels like I've been here for some years now. Yeah, it's just, if you see your family happy here, settled down, and you got a daughter yourself, if she says to you every day, "Daddy, I'm so happy here, I love it here," yeah, that gets you thinking, might extend my contract here and stay longer. Okay.
Yeah, dads are slaves to their daughters, aren't they? So
yeah,
we'll do whatever they want for
different
us.
Kind of love, yeah.
Speaking of love, we saw your family bringing in some flowers for Julie Nolan, our head of football admin as well. That's a nice touch. It shows how much care there is between the club and your family and the relationship you've built.
Yeah, of course. And Julie did a lot for them, got their visa sorted, and she was already really busy. I think Julie's always busy, too busy, but yeah, just wanted to thank her for that effort.
12 players in the summer, it's going to keep your staff busy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Speaking of that, How's the group? I know you've only been here since January, but you're probably one of our longest serving players now. How's the group been? How's the settle? What's the mood like?
The mood is really good, as you've seen in the videos and stuff. We're always laughing. I think the training camp was really good for the group. It's been good, refreshing. Good players, good lads.
And then have you felt an even bigger pickup and lift in the mood since the big 3-0 win at the weekend as well?
Yeah, definitely. As you've seen in the goals, we were all together, and of course it's gonna do something with the group. Yeah,
we've got another big game, a first away game of the season at Reading this weekend. Just talk to us about how the preparation's been going, how the training's been this week.
We had a meeting today about Reading, how they're playing, that they are young groups, where the opportunities are. So I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be an exciting game, yeah.
It's the first time as well that we'll have the fans on the road with us. We know how even last season they were amazing. They were selling out away ends up and down the country. You're looking forward to reuniting with them on the road again?
Oh yeah, definitely. I love the fans. They've always been supporting me since I came here. So I'm really looking forward to the game, yeah.
Perfect. And just to remind supporters as well, season cards are back on sale. But Ruben, thank you so much for your time. Congratulations on the new contract and fingers crossed for another win this weekend.
Yes, thank you.